Always enjoy talking to elected officials. And as you know, with the race now for president, less than 2 weeks away, there's a lot of people who are talking about the decisions they're making when it comes to casting their vote for one person or the other, one side or the other, one party, one candidate. And my next guest is the, I'll say it, a really, really good mayor, great mayor of the city of Waukesha. Has dealt with a lot of different things. The water issue, certainly, the parade tragedy, the development things that are always concerns of elected officials in big cities. Mayor Sean Riley joins us from the city of Waukesha. Morning, Mayor.
Morning, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So, I mean, let's get to it. Yesterday, and I don't know if you've said it before, but yesterday it was reported that you are now indicating as a former Republican, and correct me if I'm wrong, on January 6, 2021, you said you've had enough of the Republican Party, and that was based on the insurrection slash riot in the Capitol building. You have said you're going to vote for Kamala Harris. Walk me through that decision from a former Republican who now says, you know what, no.
Well, sure. First of all, I guess it isn't easy to it's much easier to just kind of keep my head down and not say anything. But I am very concerned about the United States and actually the world if Donald Trump becomes our president. Kind of some background, I didn't vote for Donald Trump in 2016 because I was very concerned about him as president. But I think up and down the rest of the ballot, I voted for Republicans. I didn't also vote for Hillary Clinton either. 2020, I did vote for Joe Biden because it is something where I had made the determination that that was the lesser of two evils. And once again, I voted up and down the rest of the ballot Republican. I am someone who hasn't voted for Republican for president over the last two elections, but the rest of the ballot I did. For me right now, I don't believe that if Donald Trump can't follow the rule of law or uphold the Constitution, he's unfit to be our president, and I'm really, really concerned about that. Actually, it was General Kelly's comments in the last couple of days were pretty eye-opening. You know, someone who spent a bunch of time with him, and the questions he was asked and the answers that he got from Donald Trump were just
Yeah, it's astounding. It's astounding that we're having that conversation. And we'll dig a little deeper on that one. But just as a general sort of take on your position, a lot of Republicans, including myself, have a lot of apprehension about Donald Trump. I've never voted for him either. I did write-ins and I'll have a decision to make this election. How would you describe, because people are saying, well, he's not a Republican, so why does that matter? How would you answer that question? And two, how would you describe your political ideology then if it's not Republican from a leadership perspective? What is or what do you stand for as the mayor of a very Republican area that is Waukesha?
Well, you know, I mean, first of all, as you well know, mayors are run as not under a party, but bipartisan. I mean,
nonpartisan.
They run and nonpartisan, and we make the plows go out when it snows, pick up the garbage, and do all those type of things. But I do believe in, the conservative principles, and financial, responsibilities. However, I don't think that's what the Republican Party is really all about now. It is something that is more about, retribution. It's looking at changing, not following the rule of law, not following the Constitution. That's at the top level. At the lower, at the even congressional and state level, I don't see that as much. But the vitriol for anyone who doesn't agree with Trump to be president is, as you well know, is outstanding. Is unbelievable.
How do you answer the question that I get all the time? One, that we're not being fair to the former president who served his term. The end of that term was a little crazy, given everything that happened in the aftermath of the election in 2020. But how do you answer that question? Like, we both know good, decent, honest people who are going to vote for Trump. How do you reconcile that with what you are saying about the danger that you see in a second Trump term?
Well, for me, and I'm going to say probably for you too, character is matters tremendously for our president. Our president is someone that stands in front of the entire world and talks about ideals and how to make our world better, how to make the United States better. Donald Trump does not have the character that I want in our president. I think if you want to bring it down to one thing, it's his character. He is not someone that I could be proud of to be our president, even if I disagree with their policies. So I'm getting beyond policies and all that. This is a person, you know, multiple bankruptcies, felonies, the way he comments he's made about women, the fact that he is threatening retribution against all his enemies. You know, I wouldn't let him be in a room with my daughters. And so that's to me, to try to answer your question, I think to me that's where it really comes down to. His character is so flawed that he cannot be our president.
Mayor Sean Riley from the City of Waukesha joining us. I have to ask, since you made the announcement yesterday, and I think it was on local TV, I think it was Fox 6, any reaction from your constituents? Because we both know, and I get this all the time, whenever I say something, there's always a flood of emails or texts about what I didn't say. So have you got some of that feedback? And if so, what is it?
Basically, a lot of people call me an idiot, but then a lot of people telling me that they support me, you know, personal attacks and stuff like that. But I knew that was going to happen, as you know. And, you know, I mean, I see social media when they talk about you, and you just imagine I'm getting pretty much the same stuff.
Yeah, it is sort of an amazing thing, right? We are told it's your right to vote and vote for who you want, but then when you say something about how you want to vote, then it's like this free-for-all where people just chime in. It always makes me wonder really how controlled the conversation is about our politics. And I agree with you on this issue because I've talked about it extensively over the last, I think, 7 or 8 years that I've been on this show. There's a danger you know, the John Kellys of the world and the Liz Cheneys of the world and Adam Kinzingers and now Mayor Sean Riley have seen and others will see. Ultimately, Mayor, do you think this will have impact or import on the decision that people are making right now and up through November 5th?
Well, I guess hopefully for me personally, it was kind of funny because I was asked to attend the Ripon event where Liz Cheney and Vice President Harris were there, and I wasn't able to because I was cooking lunch for United Way for City of Waukesha employees, and that was kind of hard to pivot and try to get out of that. And then I did attend the event in Brookfield recently. So I kind of wish I would have came out earlier, but coming, you know, saying what I feel is very important to me, whether it makes a difference or not, it's going to help me with my conscience because I think the United States and the world is looking at a very dark future if Donald Trump becomes our next president.
Mayor, go ahead, finish up.
I think it will make a difference.
I appreciate it. I always appreciate your time. Respect the job that you do, Mayor Sean Riley, City of Waukesha. You're welcome anytime on the show. Thanks.
Thank you, Steve.
Absolutely.